Hi, Renee. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for joining us today on IPR.
Hi, Amanda. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here, too. Thanks for having us.
And there's a third being participating in this interview right now, Joseph, that you're padding on. Who is that?
It's our dog, Zoe. She's a half Cocker Spaniel, half Sheltie.
She doesn't seem to mind that you two are in her space and talking.
Never, never. She's heard far worse, so it's okay.
How does she respond to the music making that happens in your house?
She doesn't really. We had a cat that would, but I don't think she cares that much, actually.
Okay, an indifferent dog. There we go. So you're the Skerrick household is very interesting to me because Renee, you're a violist. You studied at the Interlochen Arts Academy. You now teach viola at Interlochen. Joseph, you are also a violist, studied at the academy. Wait, did you study with your mother at the academy?
Yeah, and also I took FaceTime lessons and would travel to Cleveland to study with the teacher I study with now, Jeffrey Irvine.
Because you're now a sophomore at the Cleveland Institute of Music. Now, how's that going with the sort of distance learning that's happening now? Are you taking lessons?
Yeah, it's I mean, for me, it's not it's pretty nice because all my teachers have been pretty clear about what we need to do academically, and then I spent a lot of high school taking FaceTime lessons with the same teacher, so it doesn't feel that strange to go back to doing that. So as far as it goes for me, it's been okay.
And they still run studio classes.
Yeah.
And
What about ensembles? Chamber ensembles, orchestra, are those suspended for now? How are you guys doing that?
Those are nullified, yeah. Basically, I think they're passing us an orchestra, and then they have like alternate assignments for chamber music. So. But no actual Zoom chair music or anything like that.
Okay, well, Renee and Joseph, you're both Violas Academy graduates. And Sister Abby is a violinist, also an Academy graduate. But there's one oddball in your household who does not fit in. Mr. Andy Skerrick, our friend here at IPR, we should mention he works in the advancement department at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and he should know that we were going to tease him in this anyways. So does Andy, Dad, does he feel left out when you guys are all playing strings and he's not?
I think he does sometimes, don't you think?
Maybe I can't tell.
Yeah, I think that I mean he's obviously he's okay with it, but we do sometimes do shop talk and he does try to join in. He's learned quite a bit through the years, so from being around us.
Does he read alto clef yet?
No.
A summer project, yeah.
Okay. Well, Renee and Joseph Skerrick, you're going to play some music of Jean-Marie Leclerc for us right now. This is a sonata for dual violins, number three. Now, music written for violins, but you're playing a transcription for two violas. So, is there not a lot of music written for two violas? Is it mostly arrangements?
For just two violas, there's some. I would think the most famous original viola duet is Frank Bridges' Lament. That's a really great piece. I think some of the classical composers might have written some
Stamets.
Stamets, maybe Hofmeister too.
Right.
But it's not akin to the, for example, the duo violin repertoire, which was so much bigger.
That's funny you're saying Stamets and Hofmeister, and those were two composers who also wrote for the clarinet, like when the clarinet was first
Oh,
kind
really?
of coming out. So, like, and those are kind of in a similar range as the viola, so.
Right, and both Stamets and Hofmeister each wrote a viola concerto, and it's our standard repertoire as well.
It's on every audition, and
Every
it's
audition,
very,
and
yeah.
yeah.
Okay, well, you're gonna play some non-standard rep for us here, a transcription of the Jean-Marie Leclerc dual violin sonata number three. This is Renee and Joseph Skerrick performing for us from their sunroom in Interlaken.
Thank you.
Coming to us via Zoom from their sunroom in Interlaken, the mother and son pair of Renee and Joseph Skerrick, both violists playing music of Jean-Marie Leclerc, a transcription of the dual violin sonata number 3. I'm curious, you two, I noticed that Joseph was playing sort of the melodic part and Renee was playing the more sort of accompanimental part there. Did you flip a coin for that, or how do you decide who plays which part?
We were reading through them, and then I think we just found a movement we liked, and we happened to be playing these respective parts. We stuck with it.
That's what Joe thinks, but Joe is in incredible shape because he practices 5 and 6 hours a day. So I slipped him the viola one part so I could just take second seat to him.
Oh yeah, Renee, it just sounded like you were completely phoning it in there. Sure. Yeah, it's very conspicuous. Okay, so wait, if he's practicing 5 or 6 hours a day, you're practicing, Sister Abby's practicing her violin, how is that right now with all of you in the same house to find space and time to practice?
No problem. We're lucky to have a pretty large house. So I'm in the basement and my mom's in another room in the basement. And if Abby wants to practice, she has her room. So it works out really well. And we move around. So sometimes they'll let me practice out in the living room if they're generous.
They'll let you. And Abby works from home as well. So he's usually here in the sunroom. So we've displaced him for this interview.
He kicked him out. Do you ever critique each other while you're practicing? Come knock on the door and, hey, I think this would help if you did such and such.
She critiques me, but I don't, it's not my place to, you know, unless we're rehearsing.
Yeah, when we're rehearsing, it comes at me.
Yeah.
Then it's equal grounding. Right.
Yeah.
Renee Skerrick and Joseph Skerrick, thank you so much for joining us today. And we hope to see you in person here soon.
Thanks, Amanda. It's been really fun.
Yeah, same here. Thank you very much.